On the phone line with me is Ron White from Humboldt Area Foundation. He's the leadership program manager, and we're going to be talking about a lot of work on racial equity that is happening coming right up. Ron, are you there?
Indeed, I am.
All right.
Hi, David.
Hey, thanks for being with us. Now, you're also part of Equity Alliance of the North Coast, and there's a workshop coming up, and as I'm reading the materials for today, I think some people would actually be surprised that the concept of race is invented. And that's what this workshop is really all about, right?
It is. The fact that it's actually a very recent phenomenon, which, again, I think common knowledge sort of suggests that this has been, you know, going on for millennia, ever since human civilizations have had slavery. And actually, that's not the case. It came in a very specific period of American history and bolstered by social norms and even the scientific research of the time served a very specific economic purpose to exploit certain populations, blacks, Native Americans, Mexican Americans, and Asian Americans in this country.
And this is coming up, this roundtable is coming up on June 7th. What will people be talking about? What will they be learning?
We're going to be using the PBS series, The Power of an Illusion, Race, The Power of an Illusion. And that we did one last month. We have these the first Thursday of every month from 5:30 to 7:30. And this one will have a specific focus on the changing image of Native Americans, which Thomas Jefferson originally thought perhaps were the same as whites. And then we'll see during Andrew Jackson's time and later how that image was switched to sort of demonize and stereotype them and therefore exploit them and produce genocide.
Yeah. And but even before that, when Europeans came to this continent, there was definitely genocide happening, right? I mean, how did that concept of race and Native Americans shape over that couple hundred years?
I think the difference was that, you know, while there was always this push for land,
right,
and there were constant battles between natives and Europeans, especially as a result of disease coming here and basically decimating the East Coast. I don't know if people realize it, but before folks landed on this East Coast, that the Native American cultures existed very strongly and would never let them actually land. They would trade with them off coast, but they could never get a foothold here. And then when diseases like smallpox devastated entire areas of the East Coast, that opened up land and Europeans moved in and took those over. So the rest was through wars and appropriation, but it wasn't until the late 1700s, early 1800s, really, that the idea that Native Americans were actually humanly different, like a subspecies. And this paralleled thinking that people of African descent were also a subspecies of the human race, yeah, with the top being actually Europeans.
Mm-hmm.
Some said it was French, others said it was Germans. We thought it was Americans. And then the use of scientific research to sort of bolster that. So this invention of this concept has been extremely powerful in determining even like our immigration policy today. It's highly racialized. And
right,
yet, the fact that we've constructed it means that we can deconstruct it.
Right, right. And I think that's the hope, and that's the power of having conversations like this. First of all, how many people can you accommodate for this one workshop, and who should come?
We have this as open to the public. We're providing child care for this session and future sessions. And this is on a sliding scale, as well as we're offering scholarships. We won't be meeting in July because it's coming very close to the 4th of July,
mm-hmm,
but we'll be available the rest of the year. And we really would like the general public to come. We can accommodate about 35 participants. Right now we have about 21 signed up. So I would encourage people to go to bit.ly.com/JUNERT or email us at the Equity North Coast at hafoundation.org to sign up, or people can give us a call.
And you're one of
267-9918.
Sorry, that number one more time. I just talked over you.
People can give us a call at 267-9918.
And you're one of the facilitators. Melissa Miras is the
Indeed.
Other. And what is what's her background?
Melissa was part of the Diversity and Inclusion Office there at HSU, and is also taught through HSU Extension. She has a long background in racial equity and racial justice politics, and is an extremely skilled facilitator. I've been here for about 3 years. I'm of African descent, and I'm just getting into this area in a big way. Again, I would say, because of the research in neuroscience and other research that's making the reality of race as an illusion undeniable.
Yeah, and it is definitely awakening some people finally. There's also a lot of opportunities for organizations and for individuals to do more of this work through Humboldt Area Foundation and through Equity Alliance. What is coming up later on in the year?
Well, we're finding that organizations, institutions, agencies are discovering that the population in this area is rapidly diversifying. We see it in our schools, where 80% of the community may be white, but 50% of the school populations are actually people of color, with Latinos and Asians, followed by Native Americans and African Americans. So it's a reality, and so also parents and others are showing up in clinics, and you know, of course, all our social service agencies and stores and everything else. And so, folks are finding that they need to sort of get ahead of the curve here, learn a little bit more about how it's not just about individual feeling prejudice, but that there is an unconscious bias that we all carry, and how to begin to deal with that in order to maximize inclusive policies and capture the talent that comes through our door that may not look like us.
Right. I mean, then that's one of the greatest losses, not just the personal loss of people being having racist policies against them, but that you're missing out on all that brain trust.
Absolutely. I mean, if you just think of the food that we eat, imagine no Mexican restaurants, no Chinese restaurants.
Right.
You know what I mean? So just that variety from a culinary point of view is incredibly rich. And just likewise, people bring perspectives of culture and the way in which they were raised that have given them a lot of resilience. And to build that into an organization and an agency and to keep that talent requires not only an openness to hiring, but understanding what it takes to retain and promote individuals like that. And that's why we offer workshops through the Equity Alliance of the North Coast for our agencies, institutions, and organizations.
So you've got a series coming up in October? Actually, yes, October and early November, is that correct?
Yes, so the workshops are available by just calling that number, 267-9918, for any organization. And we also are growing our own talent. One of the things that we've discovered is that workshops are really just a window into an understanding and knowledge about race, implicit bias, and how to make a more inclusive organization. But most organizations can't do this through a workshop.
Right.
As one person put it, you can't workshop your way to equity. What you need is to be able to examine your policies, your practices, and for that, we are actually training up a cadre of consultants to help institutions and organizations make that change. So we're opening a series to to learn how to do organizational development with a racial equity lens to HR people in businesses to or agencies, outside consultants, internal change makers who see the need for racial change and want to know how they can play a role, even though it may be unofficial, community organizers, anyone who has some knowledge of organizational development and wants to add a racial equity lens or feels like their organization needs to begin to add this lens, we're inviting into a series of four-day workshop with Mary Julinas and Roger James, the co-directors of Cascadia Leadership Institute here, and well-known organizational change experts. And that will be running October 27th and then November 3rd, 5th, and 9th.
Okay, and people can sign up for that by calling the same number, right? That's 267-9918?
Yeah, sorry, I talked over you there. Could
That's
you say
okay.
that again?
267-9918.
That's correct. Right. Applications for that particular series are due July 1st.
Okay. And Ron, I'm sorry, we are out of time, but can you give the sign-up website address for the roundtable coming up on June 7th?
It's bit.ly, bit.ly.com/Junert, JUNERT.
Okay. And I'll get those numbers out one more time before the show's over. Thank you so much, Ron White from Humboldt Area Foundation and Equity Alliance of the North
Thank
Coast.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Thanks.